啊，愿大家平安。
Peace be with you。
啊，今天早上跟大家一起来学习婚姻的两面观。
This morning I'd like to study with you the topic two dimensions of marriage。
啊，我们一生最重要一个决定啊，应该是信耶稣。
The most important decision in our life should be to believe in the Lord Jesus。
因为这不但关系到今生，这也关系到来世。
Because this decision affects not only this life, but the life to come.
那除了信耶稣之外，下一个最重要的决定是什么？
Besides believing in the Lord Jesus, what is the other most important decision in life?
如果我们仔细回顾我们的一生，
if we reflect on our lives,
我们几乎可以说结婚是最重要的一个决定。
We can certainly say that marriage is that important decision.
比方说我们如果30岁结婚，
Suppose we get married at the age of 30.
那到现在的平均年龄75岁以上。
And now the average lifespan is 75 or higher.
那我们结婚的这个年日可能会超过45年。
So it's very likely that typical marriage life lasts 45 years.
如果他的婚姻很圆满。
Assuming that this marriage is a good one.
那这两个一起活的45年。
So you would live with your spouse for 45 years.
所以这是一个非常重大的决定。
That's why a marriage is such an important decision.
但是我们常常发现一个人要做重大的决定，他不晓得要以怎么样来做决定。
But oftentimes people are ignorant of how to make such an important decision.
所以这个决定有时候带给我们好的结果，但是有时候带给我们一生很不好的影响。
That's why this decision brings some people a lot of happiness, but a lot of difficulty and problems for others.
当我们谈到婚姻我们需要回到圣经来看。
If we want to really understand marriage, we must come back to the Bible.
因为婚姻是神设立的。
Because marriage was an institution of God.
所以怎么让我们的婚姻从勉强能够存活到真正能够去享受它，这是一个很重要的功课。
So it's a very important lesson for us not to just barely survive in our marriage, but to be successful in our marriage.
那圣经里面告诉我们婚姻有两个层面。
And the Bible teaches us that there are two dimensions to our marriage.
一个是属灵的，那一个是我们跟夫妻的关系。
And the first is a spiritual dimension, and the second has to do with our personal relationship with our spouse.
我们看以弗所书的第五章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
32节。
Verse 32.
以弗所书第五章的32节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Verse 31.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两个成为一体。32节。
32.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。那个31节在讲什么叫做婚姻？
Verse 31 explains what marriage is.
一共三句话。
It consists of three statements.
就是离开父母。
A man shall leave his father and mother,
与妻子联合,
and be joined to his wife,
到最后两个成为一体,
and the two shall become one flesh.
但是32节说这是极大的奥秘。
But verse 32 states, this is a great mystery.
当我们在结婚的时候很少人想到说这是奥秘。
When we get married, very few of us will think that our marriage is a mystery.
因为我们只想一个层面，这就是我跟我配偶的关系。
Because we usually onlythink of one dimension, which is our relationship with our spouse.
但是圣经说这是极大的奥秘。
But the Bible says this is a great mystery.
这是指着基督和教会说的。
And this mystery is concerning Christ and the church.
教会是谁？
What is the church?
就是我们每一个人。
The church consists of all of us.
所以婚姻也代表我们每一个人跟神的关系。
Therefore, marriage also represents our relationship with God.
所以这个一件事情是两个层面。
Therefore, in one institution, there are two dimensions.
但是这个两个是互相关联的。
And there is a relationship between these two dimensions.
什么叫做互相有关联？
How are they related?
如果我们跟神的关系很好，
Suppose we have a very sound relationship with God.
真的像主耶稣说，父住在我里面，我住在父里面，我跟父是合一的。
If we're like Jesus who said, I am in my Father, and my Father, is in me, and we are one.
那他的婚姻一定是圆满的。
If we are like that, with God, then our marriage must be a good one.
那现在倒过来看。
On the contrary.
如果我们的婚姻有问题。
If our marriage has problems.
这个不只是丈夫跟太太的问题。
And this problem is no longer just between the husband and the wife.
这个婚姻有问题，是在指出更深的一层有问题。
When there is problems in the marriage, that means there is a deeper problem.
那更深的问题是什么？
What is the deeper problem?
就是神跟人之间有问题。
The deeper problem lies between the man, the person, and God.
所以我们现在在看一般的婚姻辅导。
When we look at marital counselings today,
只注重一个层面。
People pay only attention only to the one dimension.
丈夫跟太太有问题，要怎么注意沟通？
People usually talk about how to resolve problems with communication.
然后如何去建设性的解决他们的不同
？Or how to constructively resolve differences.
然后如何去不同的时候如何去妥协
？Or how to make compromises.
这个是一个层面在解决婚姻的问题。
This is only one dwelling on one dimension.
但是如果要让婚姻真的一直持续下去，非常的圆满更重要的一层就是我们人跟神的关系要重建。
But for marriage to really be successful and beautiful, we first must reestablish our personal relationship with God.
那我们的婚姻就会幸福跟圆满。
Then we will have a good and happy marriage.
那为什么这样说呢？
How can we say this?
首先我们来看第一对婚姻跟我们现在的婚姻有什么不同。
We will now look at the very first marriage and compare that with present day marriages.
那我们就知道我们现在的婚姻到底如果不圆满是问题出在哪里。
And that will help us understand what is the problem when we do not have a happy marriage.
那这个也让我们来了解如果我们的婚姻真的要圆满应该要怎么做。
And it will also help us understandthat if we do not have a happy marriage, what should we do?
最圆满的婚姻是谁的婚姻？
Whose marriage was the most successful?
应该是亚当跟夏娃的婚姻。
It must have been that of Adam and Eve.
因为这是刚刚开始是神设立的。
Because their marriage was first instituted by God.
那我们现在就看亚当跟夏娃的婚姻跟我们现在有什么不同。
So let's compare the differences between Adam and Eve's marriage and ours today.
请看创世纪。
Please turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
31节。
Verse 31.
神看一切所造的都甚好，有早上，有晚上，有早上，这是第六日。说神看一切所造的都很好。
God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good.
那这个一切所造的包括他所造的人。
And everything included the human beings he made.
说27节。
Verse 27.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照的形象造男造女。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female, he created them.
所以当初亚当跟夏娃在结婚的时候，这个两个人都有神的形象。
When Adam and Eve first were made, they had the image of God.
而且在神看起来是好的。
And they were considered very good in God's eyes.
而且28节，神就赐福给他们。
Verse 28, then God blessed them.
这个他们就是指着亚当跟夏娃。
Them refers to Adam and Eve.
所以第一对婚姻他们是在一个神的形象的每一个有神的形象的这种很完美的人结婚了。
So the first marriage was the union of two individuals who had been made in God's image.
那比较这个第一个婚姻跟我们现在婚姻差在哪里
？And if we compare that first marriage to our marriage today, what is the difference?
第三章就开始讲夏娃犯罪。
Chapter 3 records Eve's sin.
那圣经告诉我们一个人犯罪，罪就进入世界。
And the Bible teaches us that because one man had sinned, sin entered the world.
所以罪就变成一种权势在掌握一个人。
Sin became a power that lay hold of man.
所以我们现在的婚姻就是 啊，在这个罪人有罪性的这个情况下，两个人在结婚。
Therefore, today, our marriage is the union of two people who are under the influence of sin.
哦，因此这个婚姻很容易出问题。
That's why marriages today tend to have problems.
哦，为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say that?
我们看罗马书保罗讲了一段话。
Let's look at Paul's words in Romans.
啊，罗马书的第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
14节
Verse 14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵，但是我已经属乎肉体，已经卖给罪了。15节
15.
因为我所罪的做的我自己不明白，我所愿意做的并不是我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。16节
16.
我若做所做的不是我不愿意的，就是应承律法是善的。我们再看19节
19.
18节
Verse 18.
我也知道在我里头我肉体中没有良善因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来行不出来由不得我。19节
19.
故事我所愿意的善我倒不做，我所不愿的恶我倒去做。所以这个保罗在感叹到这个人虽然外表有自由，但是人的心已经被罪控制。
Even though we have a good conscience, but we are controlled by sin.
所以我们知道对的做不出来。
We know what is good, but we are not able to do it.
我们知道不对的，我们一直去做。
And we keep doing the evil that we know is wrong.
因此这个我们婚姻很容易发生问题，就是人的本性有问题。
So marriages tend to have problems because human nature has problems.
所以这个本性要改变，我们人的婚姻才会圆满。
Only if we change this sinful nature can we have a happy marriage.
圣经里面说，人心里所充满，口里就讲出来。
The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, a person speaks.
那这个婚姻辅导里面强调沟通的技巧。
Marital counseling, people usually emphasize communication skills.
但是他没有讲进一步的他的心怎么去改变。
But marital counseling often neglects what is in the heart.
怎么把这个罪性拿掉，把这个本性改变，这个没有，他没有讲。
How to remove the sinful nature and change that?
但是如果人的罪性没有改变，
But if a person's sinful nature is not first removed,
这个夫妻之间只是外表一种沟通上的一种在改变了，这个不能够持久的。
Superficial communication skills cannot be a lasting solution.
所以我们如果要我们的婚姻美满，
If we want to have a good marriage.
这种在神里面的更新变化，这是一个最关键的。
The most fundamental solution is to undergo a transformation in Christ.
明天开始，我们将有两个礼拜在南加州的这个 NYTS.
Starting tomorrow, we will have 2 weeks of National Youth Theological Seminar in Southern California.
每一年都看到很多在工作已经结婚的这些青年去参加 NYTS.
And many young people who are already working or married attend this seminar too.
有一次我遇到一个弟兄。
Once I met a brother there.
我说我很惊讶，看到你太太去参加 NYTS.
I said I was very surprised to see your wife at the NYTS.
她不但有小孩子，她也有工作。
Because she already had children and she had a job.
她告诉我，我太太去参加 NYTS 以后，我们不吵架的。
He said, after she attended the NYTS, we did not argue again.
我们仔细看那个 NYTS 的内容，也没有在讲夫妻的道理。
Actually, during the NYTS, we hardly talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
但这两个礼拜里面呢，他的这个本性有改变。
But during the 2 weeks of seminar, his wife's nature changed.
因为我们人不断在亲近神。
As we constantly draw close to God.
多祷告。
As we constantly pray,
我们的心充满神的爱。
As our hearts are filled with God's love,
神的灵一充满，我们变成很柔和。
And as we are filled with God's spirit, we become gentle.
我们就变成很有耐性。
We become patient.
所以就不会生气。
We will not get angry easily.
我们就不会讲话，好像刀子在杀个人。
And we will not cut other people's hearts with harsh words.
就会变成很体贴。
We will become considerate.
因为这个神的爱在我们里面。
Because God's love is at work in us.
当这个人的这个本性渐渐在改变，你就发现夫妻的关系越来越好。
When a person's heart and nature are changing, then their relationship with their spouse will also improve.
所以这是一个最根本的一种婚姻幸福的方法。
So this is a very fundamental way to achieve a happy marriage.
有人说到底我们是不是好人？
Some people ask, how do we find out whether we are good people?
一个最好的方式，如果我们的配偶说我们是好人，我们就真的是好的。
The best way to measure whether we are good persons is by asking our spouse and see what they say.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们配偶天天跟我们住在一起。
Because our spouse lives with us every day.
我们讲什么，我们做什么，我们想什么。
Whatever we do, say, or think,
对他来讲是清清楚楚。
Is transparent to our spouse.
所以如果我们配偶说我们是好人，我们就是真的好人。
So if our spouse can say that we are a good person, then we can be sure we are pretty good.
那我们要做一个好人，就是在属灵上要不断的更新，在变化。
And to be a good person, we need to constantly renew ourselves and transform ourselves spiritually.
那这样我们这个关系才会和好。
Then our relationship with our spouse will improve.
我们在讲这个结婚几年之后怎么让我们的婚姻能够更圆满。
We often talk about how to make our marriage happy even after many years of being together.
因为结婚几年好像变成婚姻很平淡。
Sometimes a marriage can become bland after a few years.
有的人就想要寄一笔钱到外面去旅行。
Some people save up money for vacations and travel.
这些当然都是有帮助的。
Of course, these can be helpful for our marriage.
但是到最后最重要的一点
But ultimately, the most important
就是我们的灵性要进步。
Is to let our spirituality improve.
所以有的人画一个三角形。
Some people draw a triangle.
这个上面就是神。
In this diagram, the upper angle is God.
然后下面的两个角就是丈夫跟太太。
And the other two angles represent husband and wife.
当这个丈夫跟太太不断在亲近神。
If the husband and wife constantly draw close to God,
我们就发现他们两个的心就越来越靠近。
Then naturally their hearts will draw closer to each other as well.
如果他们真的跟神是合一的，
if they are united with God,
那这个夫妻就在神里面就变，他的心就紧紧的合在一起。
And naturally the husband and the wife are united together in God.
所以这个婚姻的问题是灵性问题。
So marital problems all boil down to spiritual problems.
我们没有办法说一个人跟神的关系很好，但是婚姻弄不来。
It's impossible for a person to be on a very good term with God yet has a failed marriage.
婚姻的美满，这个是一个指标，我们跟神的关系是不是好。
A good marriage is an indication of a good relationship with God.
因为人跟人的关系，这个是人跟神的关系一个反应。
Our relationship with people is a reflection of our relationship with God.
因此第一对婚姻是最圆满的，因为它是在神的形象中结婚。
Therefore, the very first marriage was very successful and happy because it was under God's institution.
那这个第一对婚姻还有一个很重要的原则。
And there's another important principle to the first marriage.
因为它是根据神的话来结婚的。
And that is, this union was based on God's word.
好，我们现在看创世纪第二章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2.
24节。
Verse 24.
创世纪第二章的24节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合两个成为一体。
Therefore, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
这里说两个要成为一体。
They shall become one flesh.
那如果我们看前面男人从哪里来？
Where did man come from?
男人19节是用土所造成的。
Verse 19 tells us that he was made out of the ground.
Okay. 那女人从哪里来？
Where did the woman come from?
神也可以从泥土像造亚当一样造一个女人。
God could have made Eve the same way that he made Adam out of the ground.
那如果神也用泥土造一个夏娃，
Had God made Eve out of dust as well?
那亚当也是用泥土造的。
And Adam was also made out of dust.
那亚当看夏娃就不会像这里讲了。
Then when Adam saw Eve, he would not have said what he said.
23节。
Verse 23.
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
为什么会这样讲？
Why?
啊，因为夏娃是从亚当出来的。
This was because Eve came from Adam.
哦，这个是神的一创造的一个奥秘。
This was the mystery of God's creation.
啊，这个要讲啊，教会是从基督出来的。
And this represents how the church comes from Christ.
那这个也要讲啊，太太跟先生本来是一个身体的。
This also teaches us that husband and wife are in fact one flesh.
所以婚姻是永远的。
Therefore, marriage is everlasting.
啊，到对方死为止。
Until the death of our spouse.
因为这个是一体的。
Because this is that we are one flesh.
一体就是不可以分开的。
When you're one flesh with someone, you cannot separate with him or her.
所以这是圣经的观念。
This is the biblical concept.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
因此，如果婚姻之间有问题。
If there are problems in our marriage,
啊，离婚不是一种解决问题的选择方式。
Divorce is not one of the options.
啊，因为两个神所配合不可分开。
Because what God has joined together, let man not separate.
哦，马拉基书讲得更清楚，神恨离婚。
And Malachi speaks very plainly that God hates divorce.
哦，因此我们在回到圣经里面，我们才知道哦，这个神的道理是什么。
So when we return to the Bible, then we can truly understand what the Word of God teaches.
哦，那这里说两个要成为一体
，the two shall become one flesh.
啊，他前面提到这个一体，
one flesh.
啊，这个还包括一个很重要的，我们在婚姻生活一个很重要的原则。
And this points to another very important principle in our marriage.
啊，既然啊夫妻两个是成为一体
，if husband and wife are truly one flesh,
所以。我们做任何一个决定，应该是夫妻不长期分离为原则。
Then whatever decisions we make, it should always come under the principle that husband and wife should not live separately for too long.
为什么
？Why?
因为当初神看亚当一个人独居不好。
Because in the very beginning, God saw that it was not good for Adam to be alone.
所以神才要造夏娃给他做伴做他的太太。
That's why God made Eve. For him to be his wife.
那如果亚当好，那就不需要结婚了。
If it was good for Adam to be alone, God would not have instituted marriage.
所以不好才要结婚。
God instituted marriage because it was not good for him to be alone.
那这个结婚是灵魂体三个的三件事情。
And marriage, it consists of the spirit, the body, and the soul.
所以亚当神造夏娃要帮助亚当。
God created Eve in order to be Adam's helper.
哦，那这个帮助也可以包括灵魂体。
And this kind of help also includes spiritual as well as physical.
哦，因此我们要在这个结婚之后应该要把握这个大原则。
Therefore, after we are married, we must hold on to this important principle.
神不会说要我们结婚，但是又要做让我们做一个决定，夫妻要长期分离。
God would not allow us to get married only to be separate for a long time.
啊，第一个啊，如果我们跟我们配偶分离久了。
First of all, if you live far from your spouse for a long time.
哦，那有时候已经变成没有感情了。
After a while, you lose the affection with your spouse.
那两方面都很孤单。
And both of you will become very lonely.
哦，因为本来就是很孤单才要结婚呢。
People get married because they are lonely in the first place.
哦，那这个分离久了之后。
After a long separation,
更可能就是引起婚外情。
It's very possible that extramarital affairs will develop.
因为人有需要，人需要结婚。
People have the need to get married.
但是人分离久了。
But after a long time of being apart,
人觉得很孤单。
When people feel lonely,
所以当外面有一个引诱
，when temptation comes,
就很容易发生婚外情。
They easily fall into the trap of extramarital affairs.
所以有的人为着赚更多的钱，到某一个地区去投资。
Some people go far away to make investments.
哦，但是事业做成功了，婚姻也结束了。
When their career becomes successful, their marriage fails.
啊，因为在他配偶很需要的时候，他的另外一半不在。
Because when their spouse is really in need of them, they are not around.
啊，所以他进入试探里面，就另外一个就跑出来了。
So a third party enters into this relationship.
那第三个就是灵性上的需要。
The third has to do with spiritual needs.
那为什么说跟不同信仰的人结婚不是这是不是圣经的原则
？Why do we say that it's against biblical principle to marry someone of a different faith?
最重要还是信仰的考虑。
The primary reason has to do with faith.
因为如果我们很软弱
If we are very weak,
我们的配偶可以鼓励我们。
Our spouse can always encourage us.
如果我们的配偶软弱
，If our spouse is weak,
我今天很累，我不想去教会。
Suppose he or she says, "I'm very weak, very tired. I don't want to go to church today."
那另一半可以说没有关系，我帮你开车，你休息。
The spouse can say, "No problem. I will drive, and you just take a nap."
那就在两个这样互相的扶持之下，我们这个属灵的天国路就能够走下去。
By mutually supporting one another, husbands and wives can finish the race or the journey to heaven.
但是当两个人分开了很久。
But if husbands and wives are separate for a long time,
在灵里面没有办法成为一个互相的帮助。
Then they cannot help one another in their faith.
所以我们现在社会上婚姻的观念啊，从圣经看起来这是不对的。
So, when we look at standards in society about marriage, we can see that they're wrong.
婚姻只是一个伴侣。
In the society, marriage is just companionship.
如果你觉得痛苦比快乐多，你为什么还要在一起？
When you suffer more than you enjoy your marriage, why should you stay together?
那你就分开吧。
Just separate.
这个不是圣经的原则。
But this is against the teachings of the Bible.
因此我们的婚姻要圆满，要回到神的话来结婚。
In order for us to have a good marriage, we must return to the word of God and marry based upon the God's word.
那这个婚姻才有一个保障。
Only then can we have security in our marriage.
现在我们在社会上结婚，没有一个人有把握婚姻能够维持多久。
In this world, no one can guarantee how long your marriage will last.
但是如果我们两个都很敬畏神
，But if both spouses fear God,
我们就有很有把握，我的婚姻可以维持到我一生的结束。
Then both of them can be confident that their marriage will last till the end of their lives.
这是第一个婚姻的第二个特色。
So this is the second characteristic of the first marriage.
他们是在神的话啊，神的原则当中来结婚的。
They were married under God's word and principle.
好，我们现在看第三个特点。
Look at the third characteristic of the first marriage.
第一个婚姻的第三个特点。
The third characteristic.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2.
第三章
，Chapter Three，
22节
，Verse 22，
这里说神说那人与我相似，能知善恶现在恐怕他伸出手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。23节
，23，
神打发他出伊甸园，耕种他所出的土。24节
，24，
于是把他赶出去，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面发火焰的剑，要保守生命树的道路。这里讲亚当跟夏娃后来被赶出伊甸园。
Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden.
伊甸园就是神的园。
The garden of Eden was the garden of God.
也代表神的国。
It represented the kingdom of God.
那亚当跟夏娃后来被咒诅，然后就赶出了伊甸园。
They were under a curse, so they were cast out of this garden.
所以犯罪以后人离开了伊甸园。
After they sinned, they left the garden.
活在神的咒诅当中。
And lived under God's curse.
所以这个婚姻变成一个很沉重的一个担子。
Therefore, marriage became a great burden.
人有这个需要，但是婚姻造成很沉重的担子。
Human beings have the need to get married, but marriage often becomes a great burden.
因为在这个咒诅当中我们可以看到我们看17节，第三章17节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 17.
又对亚当说：“你既然听从妻子的话，吩咐吃了我分不可吃的树上的果子，地未必你缘故受咒诅，你要终身劳苦才得从地里得吃。”18节
，18，
地也必给你长出荆棘个蒺藜来，你要吃田间的菜蔬。19节
，19，
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归土。这个在讲到为着婚姻，为着家庭男人需要相当的奋斗。
For the sake of marriage and family, the man has to work very hard.
那在奋斗的当中地要长出蒺藜来，会有很多的刺激。
In the process, there will be thorns in the ground. In other words, he will face many obstacles.
会有很多的压力、痛苦。
He will have to face many kinds of pressures and pain.
那么从16节开始
，In verse 16,
女人有生产的苦。
The woman has to go through the pain of childbirth.
还有跟丈夫在一起会有痛苦。
And she will also have a difficult time with her husband.
所以这个是犯罪以后的婚姻。
This is the marriage after sin.
那今天我们在神里面的结婚。
Today, when we marry in God,
我们需要把我们的婚姻重新再带回到神的国度里面来。
We must bring our marriage back into the kingdom of God.
这个才是根本解决的一个办法。
That is the fundamental solution.
我们现在来看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章
Romans chapter 14,
十七节
verse 17,
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里在提到神的国有三个特色。
There are three characteristics to the kingdom of God.
第一个就是公义。
The first is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
公义就是一切在神看来都是对的。
Righteousness means everything that we do is right in God's eyes.
没有罪。
It means to be sinless.
所以如果我们全家里面呢，让神在里面有神的国。
If our whole family is in the kingdom of God,
那你就发现这个家庭生活没有罪。
Then our life, our life in the family should be without sin.
有的婚姻生活吵吵闹闹。
Some marriages are filled with arguments and fights.
很容易生气。
And they get angry so easily.
如果我们看圣经生气是一种罪。
But when we look at the Bible, anger is a type of sin.
这个是会破坏家庭生活。
Anger can destroy a family.
那有的婚姻生活丈夫醉酒。
In some marriages, the husbands are drunkards.
这个也是罪。
And that is also a sin.
所以要让我们的婚姻能够幸福这必须让罪不存在我们家庭里面。
For our marriage to be good and successful, we must not allow sin to dwell in our families.
那只有一个方法能够让我们的婚姻里面没有罪。
And there's only one way to get rid of all sin in our marriage.
就是神的帮助。
And that is God's help.
神的同在。
And that is God's presence.
我们才能够在公义里面。
Only then can we live in righteousness.
那这个公义所带来的结果就是下面的一个。
And righteousness will bring us the following result.
平安。
Peace.
所以一个家庭里面一个最让人怀念想念的就是非常平安。
What of the most enjoyable things about the family life is peace, a sense of peace.
我们在外面里面有很多的压力或者遭受很多的委屈，但是回到家里面一个很平静的，让我们能够休息。
Outside of the home, we may have to face many kinds of pressures and difficulties, but when we come home, we feel calm and we can rest.
那个平安呢，也是从神来的。
And that kind of peace must also come from God.
当我们每一个人都被神充满。
When we are all filled with God,
心里都很平安。
Our hearts will be peaceful.
我们的家里面生活就很平安。
Then our family will be peaceful.
当夫妻的关系都很好。
When our relationship with our spouse is good,
家庭生活就很平安。
Then our family life will be peaceful.
当两代之间的关系都很好。
When parents and children are have a good relationship,
那家庭就很平安。
Then there is peace in the family.
所以这个神的国第二个特色。
That is why it's the second characteristic of God's kingdom.
这个不是钱买来的。
It's something you cannot buy with money.
我记得有一个弟兄。
I remember a brother.
他是在 Pacifica 受洗的。
Who was baptized in Pacifica.
他说他为什么会来洗礼。
He recalled how he came to baptize.
他来美国读书。
To be baptized, he came to the States for school.
他有一个同学是我们教会的信徒。
And he had a classmate who was a church member.
那他每一次到他这个同学的家，他就发现他的家庭里面有一个特色是其他的朋友找不到。
Every time he visited this family, his classmate's family, he noticed something that was very unusual.
就是这个家庭非常平安。
And that is
很和平。
He sensed that this family was very peaceful.
他觉得这个很奇妙。
He found it very miraculous.
那个时候留学生生活都很穷，有时候家具都是外面捡来的。
During those days, foreign students would tend to be very poor, and they often have to bring home free furniture.
生活都很简单，但是觉得很平安。
and they lived a very simple life, but they felt peace.
所以后来那个同学就跟他到教会来慕道。
So as a result, this truth seeker, this person came with his classmate to church.
以后就全家受洗。
And came to know Christ, and his whole family was baptized.
所以家庭生活的幸福最重要的保证不是有多少的物质。
So the greatest guarantee to a good family life is not material abundance.
是神的国要在我们家里面实现。
Rather, God's kingdom must be fulfilled in our family.
让我们里面有平安。
So that we can have peace within.
大家活在一起能够和平和睦。
And that we can live in peace with one another.
那这样的话，这个幸福就在里面了。
Then that's how we get a happy family.
那第三个说圣灵中的喜乐。
The third is joy in the Holy Spirit.
也就是说圣灵所带给我们的满足。
The Holy Spirit can bring us satisfaction.
所以人被圣灵充满，觉得很满足，很喜乐。
When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he is very filled with joy and happiness.
主耶稣传道的说，天国近了。
The Lord Jesus preached the gospel. He said, the kingdom of heaven is near.
他要把神的国从天上带到地上来。
The Lord Jesus Christ brought heaven to earth.
所以如果我们要让我们的家庭很幸福,
if we want to have a good, happy family,
要带领我们全家来信主。
We need to bring our whole family to the Lord.
这个才是幸福的保障, 这个才是幸福的根源。
That is the true guarantee and source of happiness.
把我们的婚姻,我们的家庭带回进到那个伊甸园里面。
We must bring our family back into the Garden of Eden.
我们现在看哥林多后书。
Let's read 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节
Verse 17
哥林多后书第五章的17节
2 Corinthians 5:17
这里说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的
Therefore if anyone is in Christ he is a new creation all things have passed away behold all things have become new
这是一个主耶稣里面给我们很重要的应许
This is a very important promise in Christ.
旧事已过都变成新的。
All things have become new.
有时候我们在看这个婚姻的关系。
When we consider our marriage relationship,
一旦发生问题很难再复合。
Once problems happen, it's very difficult to reconcile.
为什么?
Why?
因为旧事没有办法过去。
Because the old things cannot pass away.
所以就没有办法新的开始。
So new things cannot come.
那这里说旧事已过,
but it tells us that all things have passed away.
那一切都变成新的,
and all things have become new.
那怎么让旧的都过去?
How can we let the old things pass away?
那一切都开始是新的.
How can we start everything from afresh?
17节,
verse 17.
若有人在基督里,
tells us that if anyone is in Christ.
这个基督里比较浅的解释就是信耶稣受洗,你就在基督里面。
On a very simple level, you can say that to be in Christ means to be baptized into Christ.
但是在基督里面更是指着在基督里面我们一直在成长。
But more importantly, to be in Christ also means to constantly grow in Christ.
我们从三件事情来看。
We can look at this from three aspects.
如果我们被神的爱充满,
if we are filled with God's love,
主耶稣在十字架上怎么说?
What did the Lord Jesus say on the cross?
主啊, 赦免他们,
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道,
for they do not know what they're doing.
这个是完全的赦免,
this is complete forgiveness.
那就新了,
if we're able to forgive, then everything starts anew.
人没有办法赦免,
if we cannot forgive, then we cannot speak of starting new.
那人是人,人不可能完全赦免。
Since we are human beings, it's impossible for us to totally forgive.
只有神的爱进到我们里面,我们才有办法赦免。
Only if God's love enters our hearts can we truly forgive.
那赦免,你看,就是新的。
And when we are forgiven, then we can start anew.
所以你可能没有办法忘记。
If you may not be able to forget,
但是你能够让它过去。
But you can let it pass away.
那一切都变成新的。
Then everything becomes new.
所以只有神爱充满我们才会变成新的。
So only if God's love fills us can everything become new.
第二个,
second,
神的灵,
God's spirit.
如果我们被神的灵充满,
If we are filled with God's Spirit,
神的灵在哪里，我们就得到自由。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
有时候我们夫妻吵架就是被控制了。
Oftentimes, husbands and wives fight because they are controlled.
有一个丈夫跟太太在吵架。
Once a husband and was arguing with his wife.
忽然间呢，神开了眼睛，他看到他太太的背后有一个魔鬼。
And suddenly, God opened his eyes and he saw the devil standing behind his wife.
表面是夫妻在吵架，后面是魔鬼。
So on the surface, they were arguing with each other, but actually, it was the work of the devil.
所以他现在一看醒过来。
The husband suddenly was awakened.
这样再吵下去，婚姻就完了。
He realized that if they continue to fight, that would spell the end of their marriage.
魔鬼就赢了。
And the devil would have the last laugh.
所以夫妻就醒过来。他丈夫就醒过来。
So the husband came to himself.
真的就一直为着他的婚姻祷告。
And started to pray for his marriage.
神给他力量。
God gave him the strength.
他开始改变他自己。
And he started to change himself.
因为婚姻发生问题，我们一般人都是因为对方错。
Oftentimes, marriage, we often blame the other people for the problems in our marriage.
但是他先生开始改变。
But the husband decided to change himself first.
太太受感动。
And his wife was very touched.
也受也改变了。
And she started to change herself.
以后变婚姻就变得很好。
And they began to develop a very good marriage afterwards.
那个改变的力量从哪里来？
Where did that power of transformation come from?
就是从圣灵来的。
It came from the Holy Spirit.
所以只有圣灵充满有力量改变，旧的才会过去。
Only when we're filled with the Holy Spirit can we have the power to change and move on to the new things.
这就是神的爱，神的灵。
And this is by the Spirit of God.
第三个就是神的道。
And the third is the Word of God.
我们过去没有读圣经，所以我们是无知的。
Before we came to know God's word, we were ignorant.
所以我们以为想，我想的就是对的。
We always thought that whatever we think is right.
那太太也想，她想的就是对的。
Both the husband and the wife insist that they are right.
那两个都认为是对的。
When both insist that they are right,
但是两个都已经都不一样。
They clash.
你没有办法解决啊。
You cannot do anything about this.
那一直回到圣经里面来看。
But when we return to the Bible,
我们就发现对错很清楚。
Then,Right and wrong becomes clear.
那我们变得很谦卑，要照圣经的话来做。
Then both of us have to humble ourselves and submit to God's teaching.
丈夫是头。
The husband is the head.
所以要带领全家。
The husband's responsibility is to lead the whole family.
来亲近神。
To draw close to God.
但丈夫既然做头，要爱太太。
And being the head, the husband's job is to love his wife.
好像基督爱教会一样
，Just as Christ loves His church。
太太她是从肋骨出来，然后她是从男女人从肋骨出来。
The wife being the woman came from the husband, the side of the husband.
要顺服。
So she must submit and respect her husband.
那这个道理我们一这样去做以后，夫妻就好了。
And when we abide by these teachings of God, then our relationship becomes sound.
那你如果没有神的话。
If we do not abide by God's word,
我们现在女权运动抬头啊。
Then if we follow the feminist movements, then the woman will want to be great.
有很多人很有才能。
Many women are very gifted and talented.
赚的钱比丈夫多。
They make more money than their husbands.
学问比丈夫多好。
They are more educated than their husbands.
公司地位比丈夫强。
They are higher on the corporate ladder than their husbands.
我凭什么要顺你？
So on what basis should they submit to their husbands? They ask.
所以整个全美国华人圈子里面离婚最高是在湾区。
So the Bay Area has the highest divorce rate among Asian couples.
因为两个丈夫太太都是工程师。
Because many husbands and wives are both engineers.
谁要顺谁？
Who's going to submit to who?
大家不顺婚姻就完了。
If nobody wants to yield, that spells the end of the marriage.
所以在基督里一切都变成新的。
In Christ, everything becomes new.
你愿意回到神的话来看事情吗？
Are you willing to return to the Word of God and look at things from a different perspective?
你愿意被神的能力充满来改变吗？
Are you willing to be filled with God's Spirit and be transformed?
你愿意被神的爱充满来包容赦免吗？
Are you willing to be compelled by the love of God?
如果你愿意，
if you're willing,
旧事已过，都变成新的。
Then all things have passed away, everything has become new.
婚姻就会逐渐的幸福圆满。
Then your marriage will be on the way to happiness.
我们不再坚持我们自己。
Because you no longer insist on your own ways.
我们所坚持的是主耶稣要我怎么做。
You only insist on doing what the Lord wants you to do.
当我们回到主耶稣做我的主。
And we must let our Lord Jesus return to his lordship.
做我们婚姻的主。
Let him be the Lord of our marriage.
做我们家庭的主。
Let him be the Lord of our family.
那个家庭就合一了。
Then our families will be united.
那个家庭就回归到伊甸园了。
Then our family will return to the Garden of Eden.
那个家庭就可以得到神的恩典。
Then our family will be blessed by God.
那个家庭就是幸福的。
Then our family will be happy.
所以这才是关键。
That is the key.
物质生活多丰富，不是保障。
Material abundance cannot guarantee a happy marriage.
男的多英俊，女的多潇洒，这个不是保障。
Good looks cannot be a guarantee to good marriage.
或者你感觉到对方多爱你，这个不是保障。
Greatly feeling being loved is not a guarantee to marriage.
这个都会改变的。
All these things can change.
只有一个不会改变。
Only one thing cannot change.
神不会改变。
God does not change.
所以来到他的面前，在他里面生根建造，婚姻才会圆满。
If you come before God and be rooted in Him and be rebuilt in Him, then you will have a good marriage.
所以我们的婚姻关键在这里。
So that is the key to our marriage.
我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship with God.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn. Yeah.